South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Horse Players, join the National Horse Players Championship Tour and take the first step at becoming a legend. For as little as $50 annually, your NHC Tour membership opens the door to qualifying for the world's richest and most prestigious handicapping tournament of the year, the National Horse Players Championship in Las Vegas. The year-long series of NTRA-sanctioned qualifying tournaments held at racetracks, off-track betting facilities, horse racing and handicapping websites, and casino books send the top qualifiers to the national finals. To win an entry into the NHC, you must be a tour member. Sign up today at NTRA.com and get qualified for the 2026 NHC to be held in March in Las Vegas. The National Horse Players Championship, where millions of dollars are won and Eclipse champions are crowned. Have you heard the news? You can get free Formulator Pass performances with DRF Bets. Sign up to get the best bonus in racing with a $250 deposit match and a $10 free bet, plus free Formulator Pass performances. Enjoy all the perks of using Formulator with projected odds, trainer patterns, race and horse notes, replays, and more. Never pay for past performances again. Just use the promo code WINNING when you register at drf.com/bet. That's winning at drf.com/bet. It's post time for Thoroughbred Los Angeles, the most informative and profitable hour of horse racing found anywhere. Thoroughbred Los Angeles is brought to you by Los Alamitos. Live daytime thoroughbred racing is back at Los Alamitos, now through December 14th. See top two-year-olds compete in the Los Alamitos Starlet December 6th and the Los Alamitos Futurity on December 13th. By the South Point Casino and Hotel in Las Vegas, where the action never stops. By Daily Racing Form, exclusive past performance content provider for Thoroughbred LA. By Legacy Ranch, get your horses started right at Legacy Ranch. And by HorseBills.com, enjoy billing made easy through HorseBills.com. By TwinSpires.com, check out the best online horse wagering experience today at TwinSpires.com. By the OC Tavern, satellite wagering is back in San Clemente. By the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association, it pays to own a cowbred. By Today's RacingDigest.com, a handicapper's lesson in every issue. By the Raggers and Sheets, the most effective handicapping tool available. Get the sheets. By the Gas Lamp Tavern, satellite wagering is now available in downtown San Diego. By the National Thoroughbred Racing Association, join the NHC Tour and win your way to the 2026 National Horse Players Championship in Las Vegas. By Bruce Finkelstein's BetOnBruce.com, selection from Southern California and key race meets across the country each racing day. And by the Derby Room at Fairplex Park in Pomona, where every horse player gets a VIP treatment. And now, here are your hosts, Bob Ike and John Lindo.
And welcome to Thoroughbred Los Angeles. I am Bob Ike. I'll bring in my co-host John Lindo in just a minute. You're listening to Thoroughbred Los Angeles on a Valentine's Day edition, and we will have coverage today from Santa Anita. Nine-race card kicks off at 12:30, along with Gulfstream Park, Fairgrounds. They've got their big Louisiana Derby preview day and the Risen Star Stakes down there on a 12-race card. Oaklawn Park, Aqueduct. And internationally, we go to the Mideast. Saudi Arabia having their huge day of racing. The Saudi Cup coming up in about 35 minutes. That's $20 million on the line. John Lindo, we've got a ton of racing to talk about today, and also, unfortunately, a lot of sad news as well. Good morning, John.
Yeah, good morning, Bob. Yeah, a little bit of a tough week. Off the track, some good racing today on track, and let's cover it all.
Yeah, and starting with the big news, which the sad news hit on Thursday, the passing of trainer John Shurriff's 80 years old, apparently died in his sleep, apparent heart attack. John, of course, known for, you know, the fame that came with training the great mare Zenyatta. He also trained a Kentucky Derby winner in Giacomo in 05. Really was just well-liked and well-respected, it seemed like, by everyone locally and also throughout the country, John. I did not know the man well. You knew him much better. What are your thoughts on John Shurriff's and the sad news that came out on Thursday?
Well, it was a surprise and really sad news. John was just a tremendous horseman and a really, really good guy. I go way back to about 1989 with John. He was the trainer on the farm at Lakeview Thoroughbreds out in Hemet way back then, and I had turned out an 8-year-old gelding, a hard knocking horse named Donner Party that out there, and basically was going to retire him. And after a couple months, John gave me a call and said, "Hey, John, this old gelding, he's not happy out here." I said, "Well, you know, I thought we'd give him a life of leisure. What do you want to do?" And John told me, "You know, let's put him back in training. He likes the competition. We'll see where he gets. But if, you know, if he doesn't make it back as a racehorse, we can make him a stable pony and put him to work out there. He wants to be with his buddies." And John started, he said, "Come on out to the farm." I went out there with John, and he showed me how to lunge the horse and kind of start from the ground up, getting him going and getting back. And, you know, wouldn't you know it, he won a race for us as a 9-year-old. He actually got claimed for me in January of his 10-year-old season. So just a hard-knocking horse that ended up making 73 starts. But, you know, that kind of showed you John was kind of a horse whisperer. He wanted the horses to be happy. And training horses is not just training them physically, it's training them mentally. And all the things he did with all of his horses, he really tried to get them mentally right to be prepared to do what they had to do physically. And when he got them right, they stayed good for a long time. Obviously, Zenyatta is a perfect example of that. The work he did with Giacomo, getting him to the Derby, and you know, he was prepared for that wicked pace duel in front of him and worked his way through traffic. Mike Smith gave him a great ride, and he won the 2005 Kentucky Derby. But, you know, you saw horses like Manistique. He had Bertrando at one time, Hollywood Story, a good mare for George Krikorian. He trained for people like the Mosses, Marty and Pam Wygood, George Krikorian, 505 Farms of Ed Nahum, Lee Searing most recently. Some very big people in the business, and there wasn't a whole lot of turnover in that barn because John knew what he was doing. And he worked for my trainer, Bill Sparr, for a long time and as an assistant, and I'd go by the barn in the afternoon once in a while to see my horses, and John was always there doing something, working on horses' feed. He was changing up different types of feed to try and get horses to eat better, just tinkering with things to try and make them happy so they could give you their best. And had a lot of respect for John. He's got a house down here in Carlsbad, and my best to Dottie, his wife, and the rest of his family. I already miss him. He was just a terrific guy.
And John, Sheriff's last real good 3-year-old was Baeza, who competed last year in the Triple Crown races, won the Pennsylvania Derby. His last stakes winner just came a couple weeks ago with Westwood. So John was very active and really, you know, like you said, a surprise. It just didn't seem like this guy certainly seemed to have a lot of life left. So some very sad news on the passing of trainer John Sheriffs. Other sad news, a Hall of Fame trainer from back east. He plied his trade on the Maryland circuit. King Leatherberry passed away. His big horse was Ben's Cat, who late in his career, you know, that was a horse that was a popular horse throughout the country, won so many races and put King Leatherberry kind of back in the spotlight. We'll have some thoughts on him from John Hardoon later in the show. And John, tying John Sheriffs to the death of a Fleet Alex, the racehorse, is a little bit of a stretch, but not really, because a Fleet Alex was that same crop of Giacomo in 05, and he came back, a Fleet Alex did, and won that dramatic Preakness where he stumbled and almost went down, and then came back and won the Belmont in dominating fashion. So we got that news as well the same day, the death of a Fleet Alex and John Sheriffs, and they were kind of tied together in a strange kind of way, John.
Yeah, that was an interesting Triple Crown series. Like you said, the huge upset, I think Giacomo was 50-1 in the Kentucky Derby, and then you have a Fleet Alex almost going down, turning for home. It was a miracle the jock stayed on that horse, and he won the Preakness anyways, and then he dominated the Belmont. Three races that had you talking, and it was just a terrific series of races.
Okay, John, let's get into some horse racing now and start with the Saudi Cup updates, which are, as I mentioned, it's a 9-race card there in Saudi Arabia, and 8 of them are in the books. We've still got the big one coming back, and if we can time it all right, John, we'll try to get a little audio of that stretch run, at least for the $20 million Saudi Cup coming up at 9:40 Pacific time. But tell us what we've seen there, and I know the United States has been well represented. Flavien Prat won a couple races, so fill us in on some of the results there, John.
So the first key race was race 4 at King Abdulaziz Racecourse. That was the Saudi Derby with Kentucky Derby qualifying points on the line. And the local Saudi horse, Al Haram, number 2 on the program, remained undefeated. He won his first 3 starts. He came from dead last in a race where there was 5 across the track and a 1-turn mile. They were all hooked up early. He made the last run. He got the job done. Number 8, Santano Voyage from Japan, was part of that pace, and he was dueling with Obliteration from the Steve Asmussen barn. They basically ran head-and-head all the way around. Santana Voyage ends up second, Obliteration third. But Saudi qualifying point, or Kentucky Derby qualifying points go to the Saudi horse, Al Haram, in the Saudi Derby. Race 5 was the Riyadh Dirt Sprint. And Bob Baffert had mentioned he took a beer money horse out there to Saudi Arabia, and that was Imagination coming off a second in the Breeders' Cup Sprint. Well, he was far back early in the Riyadh Dirt Sprint, came down the middle of the track under Flavien Prat. He got the job done. He ran down Gregory Sacco's horse from New York, Just Beat the Odds, number 6, Imagination, number 5, number 6, Just Beat the Odds. And number 8, Muktaham, who was second in this race last year, ran third. A big win for Bob Baffert, who traveled all the way to Saudi Arabia. He has not been making those Middle East trips. He's out there tonight to watch the Saudi Cup with the Nisos in Nevada Beach, but he got some traveling money early with Imagination. Race 6 was the Turf Sprint, and that had another flavor represented from the United States. Number 9, Reef Runner, who won the Eddie Delahoussie down the hill at Santa Anita in September. Before that, he won the Green Flash at Del Mar, was 4th in the Breeders' Cup Turf Sprint. He got the money with a really good ride from Arad Ortiz Jr., rallying and getting up in time over the European horse favorite number 5, Lazat. The Irish horse number 2, Comanche Brave, was 3rd. Reef Runner went off at a really generous 7-1 there, winning the Turf Sprint. 7th race on the card. Let me get to that race here through all my notes. All kinds of stuff going on here. The 7th race was on the grass, and that was the Neom Turf Cup, and Royal Champion, a horse that has won in Bahrain, Australia, Europe, just Great Britain, everywhere. He's run everywhere. He goes to Saudi Arabia, and he was an easy winner this $3 million race. Well, Sheen Murphy, who's having a good meet down there, he's won a couple of races over the last couple of days. He gets the job done. Number 3, Factor Cheval, 2nd. Number 11, Servi, was 3rd. But a really impressive win by Royal Champion. And then the just concluded 8th race, that was a 1 7/8. This is the Red Sea Turf. Upsets galore in this race. The 12-1 shot, number 4, Sons and Lovers, wins the race. 20-1, number 2, Table Talk, 2nd. 32-1, Real Dream, 3rd. No horses really representing the United States there. So that leads us to the Saudi Cup, $20 million on the line. Forever Young is going to be the favorite in there, and that'll go about 9:40 our time.
Right, John. Right now in the wagering, at least through the U.S. pool, Forever Young at 3-5. You've got Nisos in the race. He'll be the second choice. Baffert's other horse, Nevada Beach, in there. So we've got some good representation as well. And you know, the tremendous racehorse, Forever Young. We've seen him from the Kentucky Derby to the Breeders' Cup internationally. He's, I think, 10 for 13 lifetime. What a horse. And he was in this great race last year where he put on the duel with Romantic Warrior and out-dueled that one down the stretch. So we'll look forward to that. And as I said, we'll try to bring audio of that at least for maybe the last quarter mile of the race. Well, John, some more news coming out of Florida on that decoupling situation there. That bill did advance through the House as it did last year. Now it goes to the Florida Senate, which I think it died there last year. We're going to hope for the same result. It just seems clear that Gulfstream Park and the management ownership there would really like to decouple the racetrack from the casino and kind of move on. So that's where we're at with that, John. And I think it's kind of ironic when you look at the other racetrack in Florida, Tampa Bay Downs, celebrating its 100th anniversary. They're making a big deal about it. They love racing there. The ownership is in for the long run, and they've done nothing but improvements to Tampa Bay Downs. So you've got kind of opposite ends of the spectrum there, John.
You do. The vote was 77-34 in the House. It passed the House last year. Like you said, the Senate bill is where the horsemen were able to take a stand after Governor Ron DeSantis last year expressed that he would veto any bill that had passed. We have not heard that yet this year. We will find out when the bill gets on the floor for the Senate. And if it does pass, the current bill in the House didn't have any extension of you know, requiring a certain number of years before they could end the racing, you know, completely. The current bill in the House passed did not have any restrictions. So if the bill passed, as it's stated in the House, they could actually end the racing the next day. So we'll see where this goes. A lot on the line for the Florida horsemen, the breeders, the entire industry, which does so much in Florida. Important to see where we go next there.
We're a long way from summer, but Del Mar did come out with their stakes schedule already and a couple tweaks to that, John.
Yeah, you know, usually that Oceanside Stakes opening day is restricted to horses that have not won a stakes race going a mile or longer, so it kind of restricts who can go in. Well, they've taken that restriction away. They bumped the purse up from $100,000 to $150,000, and it's basically an open stakes race now, so anybody can go. If you won a couple of stakes races going long on the grass at Santa Anita, the three-year-olds can come back in the Oceanside. And because they've done that, now they're going to put the La Jolla handicap on hiatus. That's the three-year-old turf stakes that was kind of in the middle of the meet. They've been having trouble filling that field. A lot of guys sit there, run in the Oceanside, and then wait for the Del Mar Derby at the end of the year, end of the meet. And they'll just have those two stakes for three-year-olds. They're going to skip to La Jolla this year. That should make for a big field. And in years past, we used to split the Oceanside opening day. I think there's a chance that happens again this year.
John, let's get to Santa Anita, and we're scheduled for a three-day holiday weekend with racing on President's Day Monday, although I got to say the weather forecast does not look great for Monday. We're supposed to get heavy rain up to maybe an inch and a half or 2 inches, and that's right during the race time. So I would say Monday's card, let's take a wait-and-see approach. But certainly today, beautiful weather, and it's a go, John. 9 races. We've got the San Marcos Stakes going as race 7, kicking off at 12:30. Also want to get that number out for the South Point, the great job they do out there. And we've got March Madness coming up, all kinds of events. So, John, how about the number from the South Point? Your Lindo report is available there every racing day. So let's get a phone number out and your selection today for radio.
Well, if you're thinking of getting out to Las Vegas for March Madness, the number to call, 866-780-7223. Ask for Steve Johnson. He'll tell you how to get the Thoroughbred LA Horse Players rate. Excuse me. As far as the race play, Bob, I'm going to go to race 9 at Santa Anita. In the final race, number 2, Convo, I thought ran really well after kind of losing her spot after the break last time. Finished well on the dirt. I don't see why she wouldn't handle turf. Catches a modest field. With a clean break, more tactical speed, 5-1 on the program, number 2, Convo. And, Bob, you've done your sheet, so let's know what you have available, and let's get a radio play from you.
My best plays are races 3, 5, and 9. I put $144 into the late pick 5. Let's go to the 5th race today for my radio play. These are cowbred allowance runners coming down the hillside course, our favorite race, John, coming down the hill. And it's a competitive race. It really is. I spread the race pretty deep in the first leg of the pick 5. But for a key horse, I'll go to number 8, Bro Bro, from the Red Hot Doug O'Neill barn. This is a horse who missed just running third by a neck last time as the 9-5 favorite. That was off the bench, had been away for 6 or 7 months, maybe needed the race. I think this horse will take to the hill. He has won in wire-to-wire fashion going a mile. Generally, those kind of horses can cut back and really love this distance. Bro Bro has laid it down pretty much every time in his career, other than the time that he bled, and that was before the layoff back in May. So a tentative selection in a tough race, but the price is right, fifth race, number 8, Bro Bro, at 4-1 will be my radio play. And John, since it is Valentine's Day, let's give props to our wives, your wife Nella, my wife Kim. Great sports, and they let us do what we like to do and be involved in this great game of thoroughbred racing.
We're lucky, Bob. We got wives to understand that weekends are work days for us. So happy Valentine's Day to my wife, Anella, and happy Valentine's Day to your wife, Kim.
Yeah, and they take the ups and downs pretty well, John, I got to say.
And, gamers, I got to tell you.
we know this can be a roller coaster ride, so I feel very fortunate, and I know you do too. Let's go ahead and take our first time out. When we come back, Bob Mazursky from todaysracingdigest.com and Bruce Finkelstein from betonbruce.com. You're listening to a Valentine's Day edition of Thoroughbred Los Angeles on AM 830 KLAA and on the Angels radio app.
Angels Radio,
AM 830.
Happy Valentine's Day to all our race fans. We want to invite you to spend Valentine's Day at Santa Anita Park. We still have plenty of romantic packages still available. Plus, you and your honey will love the entire Mardi Gras themed party at the track all weekend long with great music, food, drinks, and fun games where you can win cash prizes. Valentine's Day and Mardi Gras will be celebrated both Saturday and Sunday. Sunday also brings the fan favorite Winter Corgi Nationals, where our furry friends compete in races throughout the day and the finals are held right on the track. But the fun doesn't end on Sunday. We will return on Monday, President's Day, for live racing. It's also a $2 Monday with $2 hot dogs, beers, and sodas. You can get all the details on all the fun activities and all the world-class racing at SantaAnita.com. An unforgettable long weekend awaits you at the great race place, Santa Anita Park.
From conception to the starting gate, Legacy Ranch does it all. Located in the small town of Clements, Legacy Ranch sits on 145 beautifully manicured acres with lush paddocks for your mares and babies. The large pastures are irrigated year-round, and private paddocks are available too. Ranch manager Terry Knight is well-known throughout California as a top-notch horseman and oversees the breaking and training of your young stock. The 5/8 mile training track is maintained to the highest standards under supervision of well-known trackman Richard Tedesco and includes a starting gate and chute for gate workouts. Farm owners Peter and Evelyn Perella invite you to schedule an in-person visit where you can meet Legacy Ranch Stallions Clubhouse Ride, Forbidden Kingdom, and our new additions for the 2026 breeding season, Tamarondo and Om, sire of Grade 3 Torrey Pine Stakes winner, Om and Joy. Now is the time to book your mares for the 2026 breeding season. Contact Legacy Ranch at 510-928-4980 and start your journey to the winner's circle today.
Attention Inland Empire racing fans. Watching and wagering on the races just got easier. The Derby Room located at Fairplex Park is open and ready to serve you. Watch and wager in the newly renovated Derby Room on races across the country starting at 9 a.m. each Wednesday through Sunday. Televisions throughout the Derby Room will keep you up to date on all sporting events. Add in great food and a great atmosphere and you'll have the ultimate horse player experience. For upcoming promotions, go to thederbyroom.com. Thederbyroom.com. See you at the Derby Room, 2201 North White Avenue in Pomona.
Owners and breeders, take advantage of new cowbred incentive programs from the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. Starting in 2026, the Santa Anita Winter Meet will offer increased owners' premiums of $12,500 for all winners of open, restricted, and cowbred maiden special weight races. For the 2026 Del Mar Summer Meet, that incentive bonus is $15,000. The 2026 Fall Del Mar Meet will offer a $12,500 bonus, and the 2026 Los Alamitos Thoroughbred Meets will offer a $10,000 bonus. Owners of Mayor's cowbred in 2026 will be awarded $1,000 for each 2027 foal registered as a cowbred, up to 25 foals per breeder. CTA members will have the $100 foal registration fee waived for cowbreds foaled in 2025, 26, and 27. Travel reimbursements are also available for broodmares purchased out of state when they produce a cowbred foal. It pays to own, breed, and race in California.
G'day, this is Michael Rona, and you're listening to Thoroughbred Los Angeles on AM 830 KLAA.
Welcome back, Thoroughbred Los Angeles, Bob Ike and John Lindo. And John, before we bring in Bob Mazursky, how about a word from our Cowbred of the Week and the CTBA? We're going to go out of town to find this week's Cowbred of the Week.
Yeah, our Cowbred of the Week was at Oaklawn Park yesterday, and that was Majestic Oops, who won the $150,000 American Beauty Stakes there at Oaklawn yesterday. Majestic Oops is by Majestic Harbor. Out of the Amaldivar mare, Miss Oops was bred by William and Sandy Dory, and Gary and Janet Kropp, is owned by Medallion Racing, Traumer, Agave Racing, and Reagan, and is trained by Dan Ward. Majestic Oops now has 8 wins from 34 lifetime starts, and with that win, career earnings are now over $720,000.
Let's bring in Bob Mazursky from today's RacingDigest.com. And Bob's graded handicap appears in all the Southern California News Group papers. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
We're doing well, and we had talked about John Sheriffs in the first segment. I know you have some thoughts, too, Bob, covering him for all those many years and the Zenyatta run, et cetera. Just some words from you about John Sheriffs.
He was a great guy, you know, once you got to know him a little bit. And I was fortunate enough, after Giacomo won the Derby, I was sent out to do a story on him the next day, and he couldn't have been more accommodating then, but that was always the case with him. When I worked at Hollywood Park as the director of publicity for the final 4 years we were open, we did a video the last year about celebrating the history of Hollywood Park. And, of course, we went to interview him. Couldn't have been more gracious and helpful. And he loved talking about the history of racing. So he was very excited we were doing that project. And he loved sharing old stories. So he was great. And he's going to be sorely missed. A great guy, no doubt about it.
Yeah, for sure. Bob, let's transition now to the handicapping side of it, and wanted you to preview today's feature at Santa Anita. The seventh race, the San Marcos Stakes, a field of 9, and the old-timer Gold Phoenix in here as the 9-5 favorite. How'd you see the race, Bob?
Well, obviously him and Gold Phoenix and Truly Quality are the two best horses in the races, but Gold Phoenix is coming off a layoff, and the last couple times he's come off layoff, he hasn't run particularly well. He's getting older. He likes his turf course, so there's kind of conflicting signals about him. And Truly Quality, I've heard a rumbling that he may be coming out of the race. He's certainly a good enough horse. He can run all day. So I think the race has become a little bit more wide open. Stay Hot hasn't won a race in California since 2024. He's one of the shorter prices on the program. And I thought Mondego ran pretty well in opening day in the race. Cabo Spirit won on the lead. He was able to make up some ground. So, you know, the two favorites will be if they run their best races, they're going to be tough to beat, but there are some questions about them, so I think it might be a little bit more of a spread race.
John Lindo, what do you have for Bob?
Well, Bob, is some good wagering races, especially the back half of the card today, so let's get a radio play at Santa Anita from you.
Yeah, I want to thank Bob Ike for taking Bro, because now I have to pivot here, so I'm going to go to a different race. I'm going to go to the race right before that. She's not going to be much of a prize, Dory Miller. She's the 2-1 second choice in the line, but I think she's best on dirt. I think she's going to get a great trip. There's speed drawn outside of her, stay in line, stretching out. I'm hoping she can tuck in, save some ground, and be able to outkick them late. So number 2, Dory Miller in race 4.
Fourth race on the card, and that is part one of the coast-to-coast races, I should mention. That kicks off the coast-to-coast series, kicks off with Gulfstream race 9 at 1:19 Pacific, and this fourth race at Santa Anita is part of that sequence. Bob, Dory Miller, 2-1. Thank you for your remembrances. Thank you for your pick, and we will talk to you again next week.
All right, sound good, guys. Thank you.
That was Bob Mazursky from today's Racing Digest. Let's bring in Bruce Finkelstein. Good morning, Bruce.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Bob. How's it going, fellas?
Doing really well, and, you know, we talked a little bit last week about Florent Giroux moving his tack here to Southern California. Looks like maybe he's found a Derby mount right off the bat for Bob Baffert and the winner of the Robert B. Lewis Stakes, and that was Plutarch. What'd you think of his race, Bruce?
I was impressed that he was forwardly placed and that he handled the dirt very well. You know, he's an improver. I think he's a little, you know, unlike a lot of Baffords, maybe a little later developer as a three-year-old. Now, did I think it was a great three-year-old prep race? I thought it was kind of maybe average at best, but there's probably a lot of upside to him, and, yeah, a lot of improvement. Intrepido obviously ran his eyeballs out, didn't get there, but I just wonder if that's the elite or the cream of the crop right now. I'm kind of thinking maybe it isn't.
Bruce, last, we're going to have John come in and get your play here, but just wanted to let the listeners know, you gave out the Super Bowl under at 45.5, which, you know, you made such a good case. You talked me into it, so thank you very much on that. We got a little lucky with a holding penalty there at the end, but we'll take it. And a huge try from your radio pick, Lay Amazonio, who was 22-1 in the ladies turf sprint at Gulfstream and ran a really good second. So John Lindo, you find out what Bruce has got today and get his first pick, and I'll come back and get his second one.
Well, Bruce, before I get your first radio play, what's on the combo platter today on betonbruce.com?
So we added a menu item today. The usual on the combo platter, which is Santa Anita, full card, late races, last six from Gulfstream with audio, best bets at Santa Anita. And in addition today, the late pick five, all stakes pick five on the Risen Star Stakes today at Fairgrounds.
So where do you want to go for that first radio play, Bruce?
Well, let's go to Fairgrounds. I'm going to take a look at the ninth race. This is the Mineshaft. It's $250,000 race for older, and this is not a real tough field for the level. He chose a nice horse, the 9-5 favorite, and he's certainly the horse to beat. But in a race that's kind of thin, I'm going to take an up-and-comer here for Chad Brown, the 5, Time to Win. He's reeled off two consecutive wins in one turn miles. All he's ever done is run in one turn miles. I really liked his win, though. I know he was the heavy favorite last out, guys. He was 4 wide all the way around the track. The horse that was directly inside him in the 3 path was the co-favorite ridden by Junior Alvarado. I would say Alvarado race rode this horse. He kind of came over on Time to Win. He drifted him even further out into the middle of the lane. They ran as a team. This guy was super game late. I think coming out of these one-turn miles and stretching out, he's going to be forwardly placed. It would not surprise me if he lays second to Accelerize here. But I think his kind of grinding steady style in those one-turn races suggested that he's going to be fine going a distance of ground. He gets a little bit of a weight break here. So let's take a horse on the upswing. Ninth race at the Fairgrounds, the 5. Time to Win listed at 4-1 on the morning line.
And, Bruce, how about your Santa Anita play?
Let's go to the 6th race. I know this is probably one of the non-glamour races of the day. 6th racer, Calbred's maiden 50 horses. I like a horse shipping in here from Kentucky at a price of the 5, Aliquin Summer. This one ran at Keeneland about 4 months ago and had the 4 box. The horse on the rail veered out at the break, caused a chain reaction. This horse took the worst of it. If you watch the tape, you can see that the rider just was bouncing up and down on the saddle. He had to check, was way back early, and down the backstretch. I saw this at Keeneland. I think we've talked about this before. What a tremendous amount of kickback there was on this track. It looked like a haze of dirt, and this horse was eating dirt all the way down the backstretch. I thought he did pretty well in that good-looking maiden 30, open maiden 30 to split the field and finish 6th. He comes with blinkers on. Now he tries Calbred's. I'm thinking maybe this could be an easier group than the one he faced at Keeneland. Look for big improvement here. Race 6, the 5, Aliquin Summer listed at 5-1 on the morning line.
Couple nice price plays today for radio. Thank you, Bruce. Go to betonbruce.com. All kinds of information. He does a great job week in and week out. We appreciate it, Bruce. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Okay, that was Bruce Finkelstein. Let's take our next time out. When we come back, John Hardoon from the Rags and Sheets and Scott Shapiro, who's been doing work for ExpressBet. That's the next segment of Thoroughbred Los Angeles on AM 830 KLAA and on the Angels radio app.
Hammer is the color of your energy. Whoa, chains of
Angels Radio,
AM 830.
Can't make it to Del Mar from downtown San Diego? The Gaslamp Tavern is now open for satellite wagering. Located just blocks from Petco Park, take advantage of the great food and beverage menu while watching and wagering on races across the country, including Del Mar. Post time each day is 10 a.m. Get into the action before walking over to your next Padres game. Group reservations and private parties are welcome, too. The Gaslamp Tavern, 868 Fifth Avenue in San Diego. For more information, log on to GaslampTavern.com or call 619-858-8862. Make sure to say hi to owner Rick Borbo when you cash in your next winning ticket at the Gaslamp Tavern. See you at the Gaslamp Tavern soon.
From Santa Anita to Del Mar to key race meets around the country, Bruce Finkelstein's Bet on Bruce has you covered. Full card selections and featured races throughout the country available every racing day at betonbruce.com. Get advice on multi-wager ticket structures and improve your return on investment with Bruce Finkelstein's betonbruce.com. Bet on experience. betonbruce.com.
Think you've got what it takes to out-handicap the field? Now you can prove it, because TwinSpires tournaments are available in the app. Play feeders, cash games, or go big with qualifiers for the biggest handicapping contest in the country, all from the palm of your hand. TwinSpires tournaments, where bragging rights meets bankrolls. Get in the game today on the TwinSpires app. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. See TwinSpires.com for details. Must be 18 plus, 21 plus where applicable. For help with a gambling problem, call 800-GAMBLER.
Exciting nighttime racing action continues at Los Alamitos with live quarter horse and thoroughbred racing at the track of Sunsets and Stars. As always, Sunday's card will feature a popular Pick 6 promotion. We'll either have a Pick 6 carryover or we'll add $10,000 into the Pick 6 pool. And don't forget about night racing's best bets. The Los Alamitos early and late Pick 4s. Our Pick 4 pools have been nearly $170,000 each. And coming up is the running of the Grade 1 Brad McKenzie Los Alamitos Winter Championship on Sunday, March 8th. Featuring the top quarter horses on the grounds. Plus, trials to the Grade 1 Los Alamitos Oaks and Grade 2 El Primero are coming up. And racing fans, we're open daily for the best of the simulcast action from around the country, including Santa Anita, Gulfstream Park, Oaklawn, and more. For Weekend Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681. Or join us at Burgard Sports Bar. Great racing and great wagering opportunities are here. Los Alamitos Racecourse.
Angels Radio,
AM 830.
Welcome back, Thoroughbred Los Angeles, Bob Ike and John Lindo. Let's bring in John Hardoon. They're circling the gate here with 1 minute to post for the Saudi Cup. So we're going to try to get the timing right. And John Hardoon, I'm going to probably cut you off at some point, but good morning.
Good morning, Bob. How are you?
Doing really well. John, of course, representing the Rags and Sheets. And one thing we wanted to talk about, and we talked about the sad news on trainer John Sheriff's, also more sad news, the passing of Hall of Fame trainer King Leatherberry, 92 years old, and of course had such a great career in that Mid-Atlantic circuit. What are your thoughts on remembrances on King Leatherberry?
He was a great one. He was on the Mount Rushmore of trainers, certainly on the East Coast. What's interesting about him is he was one of the original trainers that actually relied on sheets to claim horses, and he claimed a lot of cheap horses that went on to win stakes through the sheets. So goes back a long way, and he was certainly a king in this game.
And from what I read, he started off as kind of a handicapper gambler, and that transitioned that to and used that in that knowledge and information and turned it into a great training career. Of course, his big horse was Ben's Cat towards the end of his career, a horse we all loved. Well, John, they're loading in the gate. I want to talk about the inside speed bias at Aqueduct, and then we'll take a little time out. We'll have John Lindo pull audio. But the last couple of weeks, inside speed at Aqueduct, when they've run at least, has been pretty tough to beat.
It's unbelievable, Bob. You know, when they got that cold spell in here on the East Coast, the rail and speed have become gold. More important than speed, and speed has really been important, but the inside You don't want to be off the rail, and all the winners are coming up the inside, and most of them have shown speed, and they haven't changed it. The track, first race today, same thing. I understand it was a 2-5 shot that won, but he came right up the rail, and the rail and speed is the way to go if you're handicapping Aqueduct.
And what are the conditions today? You've got 10 races on tap, a stakes race included. What's it like back there?
It's a beautiful day. There's no rain or snow in sight. It's, you know, it's actually going to hit the 40s today, which is a heat wave on this part, in this part of the country at this time of the year. But it is a beautiful day. And the problem is the fields are short and a lot of chalk. So I am going to avoid Aqueduct today. I'm going to give two other races, one from Fairgrounds, as a matter of fact, the 12th race, the Risen Star. I really like a horse in there. Number five, Chip Honcho. A three-year-old colt for the Stevens Musin barn. Four career starts. He's improving each and every one of them. Blinkers come off today. Last time out, he was breaking from the 10 post. He moves inside today. The price is right. I like number five, Chip Honcho, to upset and win this year's Risen Star Stakes.
That's the 12th at Fairgrounds, Chip Honcho. John Lindo, they are running. Do you want to go ahead and try to pull audio, and then we'll get the second pick from Mr. Hardoon when we come back?
We sure will. The gates are open. Here's the Saudi Cup.
Wider as Mahali, also green cap. Nevada Beach, but that's a Sydney Supper in big field. And Tumba Rumba is awkward amongst horses there. And just gave a nudge to the horse on his outside, which was Bishop's Bay. Towards the back early on, Amirat Alzaman pulled towards the outside. Rattle and Roll is towards the back. Luxor Cafe is right towards the tail. And the grey Hakik is taken off his seat as they make their way now down the back straight. And out in the lead, it is Thunder Squall. It has the advantage. Forever Young was just crossed there by Vanishing. One of the outsiders, a nice loss, will feel he may be better placed at this stage. Racing in fourth is Bishop's Bay. Forever Young just tracks the leaders, but he's behind a couple of outsiders. Then racing in sixth place as they make the turn is Tumba Rumba. Nevada Beach is having to pick his way through traffic as Nysos is poised on the outside here of Thunder Squall as they turn into the straight. Forever Young will look to split them up the inside rail. Forever Young gets the clean run, and now here Nysos lock horns. Behind those in third place and ridden along is Vanishing. It is Forever Young and Nysos who settle down now, moves clear from racing in third place. Bishop's Bay, number one stays on. Forever Young grinds his way to the 200. Nysos begins to wobble. Forever Young, the link to the hard clear. Forever Young, Nysos not going away, but it's Forever Young towards the line. Forever Young, forever in equine history. He wins for Japan, Nysos.
He did it again. 2 years in a row. What a racehorse this is, guys. I mean, he sat behind. He came up the rail, confidently ridden. Nysos ran his eyeballs out, and Forever Young did it again, second year in a row winning this $20 million race. John Hardoon, that is some kind of racehorse.
It really is, and that was really the tale of two trips. Forever Young never left the wood. The other horse was three wide, and that made the difference, I think. Listen, take nothing away from Nysos in the feed. People questioned whether he could handle the distance or not. He ran super, but Forever Young, he's just better, and he's an older horse. And listen, he got the best of him, and I think the trips made the difference.
Yeah, that was a great race. John Hardoon, let's go ahead. John Lindo, why don't you give your thoughts on the Saudi race and then come in and get John's second pick?
Well, first of all, congratulations to Bob Baffert. His horses showed up on the big night, and Nysos ran unbelievable. But you're catching in just a singular performer, an international performer. Can you imagine winning a $20 million race 2 years in a row?
No.
It works.
He's so game. I mean, this horse, you got the feeling Nysos was never going to get by him. As big as he was firing outside, you just had the feeling he could not get by. So a great race. Congratulations to all the connections. John Lindo, take it over.
Well, you gave us a pick out of the state of California. How about going either to Santa Anita or one of your other tracks for your second play, John?
Okay, let's go to Santa Anita. Look at the third race today, 6 furlongs on the turf. And I really like the number two horse in here, Shangri Lama, a 6-year-old mare from the Mark Latt barn. He claimed this horse 2 starts back. She ran a big figure first time for him because Ichikamura sticks aboard 4-1 on the morning line. I like number two, Shangri Lama, to win today's third race out of Santa Anita.
John, give us the website and what's available today.
JONHARDOON.com, three best plays, $10, full car, $25. Today we have Aqueduct, Gulfstream, Oaklawn, and Santa Anita selections.
Have a great day. We'll talk to you again next Saturday.
Thanks, guys. Stay safe and be well.
All right. That was John Hardoon. We'll bring in Scott Shapiro from ExpressBet.com. Good morning, Shapper.
Good morning, Bob. Good morning, John. That's quite a racehorse. And I would disagree with Hardoon for once. I mean, he did get a better trip for Ever Young, but I'd argue he knew where the wire was. He was going to beat him either way, as good as Knight.
Yeah. Coming up the rail is never that easy. It seems like the outside horses down the stretch always have a little advantage. But, yeah, he was just a little better today. The margin was about a length, and both horses laid it down. You can't ask for a better race.
No doubt.
Shapper, you were up early. We had the Shappy Hour on Twitter or X. So we've also got prep school with Shap. I mean, you're a busy guy.
Just branding stuff up. That's all we're doing. Prep school is actually something I've been looking forward to doing. I'll just be basically diving into the prep races from the week before, but not necessarily totally analyzing that race, but more so looking at the race and, you know, who we can look forward to seeing maybe getting better, getting worse, kind of more from a wagering perspective. So first one was out earlier this week. We'll have a little to analyze after the Risen Star and a couple of the other races. Smaller three-year-old, and then we get a week off next week.
Well, I know you were excited about this Risen Star card at Fairgrounds, not only the five stakes races, but you like some of the maiden races as well. John Hardoon went and went ahead and gave a pick out in the Risen Star. We wanted you to preview it. Do you see it the same way with Chip Honcho? The favorite in the race is Paladin at 8-5. Who do you like in there?
Well, in terms of Chip Honcho, I could see him being the bet for the day, potentially. I'm a little worried about the mile and an eighth, but he is sitting on potentially his best race, so I can see where John would think that. And he was out in the wide part of the track, caught wide last time, where he didn't break all that great after being forward in his last spot. Now, the blinkers come off for Steve Asmussen, and he goes to Luis Saez. He'll either be sitting first or second, and Carson Street will be the other one, you would think, unless Paladin, the favorite you spoke about, is keen off the layout, but I can't think Chad Brown wants him anywhere near the lead in his first race back. So, to me, I could totally see why he would like Chip Honcho in this spot. I don't know if he's quite good enough. To me, this is not a great betting race because I think the two likeliest winners are Paladin and Golden Tempo, but I both think both are probably underlays in this spot. Golden Tempo is 2-for-2, but won a LeComp that wasn't all that fast and did kind of fall apart a little bit late and broke the maiden at 6 furlongs and didn't really move forward off that effort. And then Paladin, what was really good last year, didn't win the maiden race or didn't cross the wire first, but got placed via DQ. I can talk. And then came back into Remsen and beat Renegade, who beat him in that finished first ahead of him in the Aqueduct race. So Paladin's form looks great on paper, but he's going to be a tough bet to make it like the odds on today.
John Lindo, we've got 1 minute. We got a winner from Shapper last week in the Sam F. Davis with Renegade. Let's make it 2 weeks in a row. Go ahead, John.
Shapper, you want to go to Fairgrounds, Santa Anita, anywhere else that you cover? You're a busy guy.
Yeah, I'll go down to Fairgrounds. That's where my main focus will be early on today. We'll go to race four, where I like a second-time starter, number 9, These Walls Have Ears. That's the 9-horse, 10-1 on the line. Goes from the inside to the far outside. Love that angle for young horses. Stalked early and tired late on debut along that inside. I think the move to the outside for a trainer that gets in better as they move along, Paul McGee, should work out well. So race number four at Fairgrounds, number 9. These Walls Have Ears at 10-1 on the line.
Very good. Keep it up, Shapper, and we will talk again next week.
Have a good one, guys. Thanks.
All right, that was Scott Shapiro. Let's take our final timeout when we come back. Toby Callett from South Florida. Michael Rona, he's back in the booth this week down at Los Alamitos. That'll be the final segment of Thoroughbred Los Angeles, AM 830 KLAA, and on the Angels radio app. Tears I've dropped to be part of the wave. Can't stop, ever wonder if it's all for you. The world I love.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
The thrill of the race is in the Vet, and nobody does betting like TwinSpires. With more tracks, more wagering options, and more ways to play, TwinSpires.com puts the action right in your hands. From win, place, and show to exactives and multi-win wagers, every bet is just a tap away. Fast, trusted, easy. That's TwinSpires.com. When it's time to vet the races, we've got your ticket. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. See TwinSpires.com for details. Must be 18 plus 21 plus where applicable. For help with a gambling problem, call 800-GAMBLER.
Satellite wagering has returned to San Clemente at the newly renovated OC Tavern. Located just east of the 5 Freeway at 2969 South El Camino Real, the OC Tavern has outdoor public seating, a fully renovated dining room, updated food and beverage options, easy parking, and a great satellite wagering room. Catch all your favorite sporting events, never miss a big race, and enjoy the views of the Pacific. Fun and games await you at the OC Tavern in San Clemente. Come back and check us out.
Nearly 50 years ago, Len Ragazin formulated the idea of speed ratings. Today, the Ragazin sheets are still America's premier speed rating product. Who uses Len Ragazin speed ratings? Trainers use the Ragazin sheets to place their horses. Breeders check the Ragazin sheets before making million-dollar decisions. And jockey agents consult the Ragazin sheets when choosing which horse to ride. But most importantly, the Ragazin sheets are used by players like you. The Ragazin sheets are available online at thesheets.com. Our website also offers free introductory material, including an online seminar. You can also receive free introductory material by calling us directly at 212-674-3123. That's the Ragazin sheets at 212-674-3123. Ragazin, the most respected name in racing.
Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the racebook? South Point Casino's racebook has the answer. Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Welcome back. Final segment, Thoroughbred Los Angeles. Bob Ike, John Lindo. We're going to go to South Florida. We're going to check in with Toby Callett. And Toby, you got your orders from headquarters, coast to coast. There's two races today from Gulfstream. Can you give us a quick rundown, sir?
Okay, race nine. There's four runners off the claim. They're running on Tepeda. Three, five, six, and eight are the ones that are off the claim. The barn change, I think, that's the largest would be the three Sonnet's Name. Going to the nightcap, I think that the three horses that are capable of winning are the four Hamilton's Way, the five Ralphalago Verde, and the 11 Meyer. Meyer comes off my horses to watch list, along with the four Hamilton's Way. I do prefer the five, though, Relamago Pago Verde. So make it five over the 4-11. Have a nice day. See you later.
Thanks, Toby. Good team player. We'll spend more time next week. Appreciate it. That was Toby Callett. And let's go now to Michael Rona, who had the weekend off. Good morning, Michael. Welcome back.
Thanks so much, Bob.
You guys had your Super Bowl day off and track renovation, but back on course. And tonight you've got the Winter Derby, and what a hunch play, huh? SM My Valentine doesn't get much better than that, Michael.
Can you believe it? Yeah, the horse was a 20-1 winner of a Grade 2 Futurity last season in September and has been in terrific form since. By the way, secured that victory from the outside post and has come up with the outside gate again in the feature race tonight, which is the first Grade 1 Derby in the nation. and SM My Valentine would be the hunch play of all hunch plays. The horse has a legitimate chance. In fact, I made him my second pick, but it's difficult for me to steer around the favorite, number five, Doudar Cartel, on the strength of an incredible win in the trial that you'd need to see to believe. In fact, if anybody has a couple of spare minutes, just go back and check out the trial from 3 weeks ago, January 24, race six. The horse was out of business at the break, had no business getting anywhere close to the place getters, yet somehow miraculously won by a nose in an effort that champion trainer Paul Jones described as one in a million. This horse has won trials to a couple of graded futurities last season, has not been able to put two wins together, hasn't fired in the big dances yet, but was always going to blossom into his three-year-old season. And Doudar Cartel, number five, with any luck in running, is strictly the one to beat, because somehow that win in the trial came in the fastest qualifying time. And the horse he beat by a nose was not entered back, hence it's a field of nine rather than 10. So we're missing the second fastest qualifier. Doudar Cartel, number five, the favorite. For me, the horse to beat, number five in the Winter Derby. But SM My Valentine will have plenty cheering for him, and the chances do not end there in a very deep, contentious Grade 1 event at 400 yards for the three-year-olds.
John Lindo, what do you have for Michael?
Well, Michael, we have a 6 o'clock first post time tonight, and, you know, I've got to get some Valentine candy for my wife, so I need a little help. Can you help me out with the winner tonight?
Well, in the penultimate first half of the late double, race 7, John, the second wagering choice appeals strongly to me. Number 4, Leyenda Candelaria, Spanish for calendar legend. The dam is the good producer, SS Calendar Girl. This is a lightly raced three-year-old filly coming in tonight. Third start off a layoff. Was run off the track last time out when finishing second in a good game effort by Mission Impossible, or Mission Possible, who's in the race tonight as the morning line favorite, has to deal with gate one. I think Leyenda Candelaria has more upsides, more lightly raced, and there's plenty to like about her prospects. So number 4 for me off that very good effort last time in late December. Seventh race, number 4. One other horse of great interest on the program will probably be everybody's single in race 6. A filly called Shiny New, who had 3 starts in the early part of the two-year-old season last year for 2 wins and a close third in the Grade 1 Ed Burke Million Futurity, favoured in each of her 3 starts, put in a very fast workout a couple of weeks ago, and she's very talented, lightly raced. Be good to see her back in action as a three-year-old. Hasn't run since June last year, number 5 in the 6th race, Shiny New.
Thank you, Michael. Have a great night. We'll check in with you again next week.
Thank you, fellas. Hooroo.
All right, that was Michael Roan. And John, let's just mention, if you can't be on track today, some simulcast options. The Paddock on 5th in the Gaslamp District. You've got the OC Tavern open there, and that's in San Clemente. The Derby Room at Fairplex. They are all open, waiting to serve you. And if great options if you can't be there at live racing today. John, we're about out of time. Just a quick word, NTRA, too. Go to NTRA.com, get signed up for that NHC Tour, and get qualified for the 2026 National Handicapping Championship in Las Vegas. Thanks to Christian Monreal inside. John Lindo, he pulled the audio for the Saudi Cup. Mike Wilmot's here tomorrow. Stay tuned. Andy Harris and the SoCal Restaurant Show. Thanks for listening. Good luck today. Cash some tickets. We will talk to you again next Saturday.